Ian Schultz. So I just picked up a new book, Area 51, An Uncensored History of America's Top Secret Military Base by Annie Jacobson, an editor at the Los Angeles Times Magazine. It's a fun read with lots of anecdotes from folks that used to work there, young top secret hotshots now turned declassified geezers. As a history, though, I don't know. This is a topic that's interested me for years, what with little gray aliens, strange unidentified airship secrecy, and so forth, and I was especially interested to see what the author had unearthed about Roswell. You know, Roswell. An incident occurred there in 1947, which has been represented either as a weather balloon crashing or a flying saucer containing four little gray alien pilots, two of whom survived and who, along with the saucer wreckage, were whisked off to Area 51 for reverse engineering and biological examination. What is the truth? Well, according to this new book, what actually happened was that the craft that crashed was a top-secret Soviet aircraft designed by those Nazi engineers that had not been snatched up in the United States after World War II at the direct command of Stalin and containing four child aviators, 12 or 13 years old, surgically altered by none other than Josef Mengele himself to give them a grotesque, unearthly appearance. The author tells us, quote, Stalin's plan was for the children to climb out and be mistaken for visitors from Mars. Panic would ensue, just like it did after the radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds, unquote. Well, gosh, that clears that right up then. It wasn't aliens after all. It was mutated teenagers from Russia. Somehow the scenario of aliens crash landing is more plausible to me. More plausible than a commie dictator colluding with a mad Nazi doctor to mutilate junior high kids, stick them in a top-secret experimental aircraft, and crash them in the desert, where they might not even be discovered. I mean, who are the mutated teens meant to panic? Jackrabbits? Rattlesnakes? Why not crash the thing in Los Angeles? I even pity the poor aliens emerging from their ruined ship, trying to read the map they got from the gas station, wondering, like Bugs Bunny, if they should have taken the left turn at Albuquerque. Or maybe it was just a weather balloon, after all. A weather balloon made of magical fairy dust. Imagine the panic if something like that got out. I gotta go.